So, hello everybody. Welcome to welcome to this moment that we've been anticipating for a long time. We just wish it was in better circumstances. Episode 100 of the Decluttery Podcast. Hello, hello, and hello, Shalina.
Hi, Shrek. How are you?
Our voos would have been a little louder, I suppose, if we were sitting in front of each other or in a studio.
Oh, should I say it again?
Hi, Shrek. How are you?
Yes, let's perk everybody up and say, hey, look, it's a happy moment, right, that we can celebrate.
Yes.
In these times.
100. It's not often you get 100 episodes of a podcast.
No, it's not. Wow. I mean, it's been a journey, right? We've alluded to many times about the fact that, you know, this was meant to be, at least in your mind, I think, was meant to be 8 or 10 episodes. In my mind, it was meant to be, I think, I was thinking a year, at least. I'm like, I think we can do a year. But here we are, it's 100 episodes in, and quite something, isn't it?
Yeah, we had a lot of downloads and listens and people coming up to me going, I listened to your podcast. I'm like, thanks. It's so weird, but thank you. And I've had the weird ones where I've had potential clients call me and then they've gone, you just sound just like you do in the podcast. I'm like, that's weird, that.
Well, it turns out it's actually you.
It's me. I talked to you on the phone. I think people don't believe that it would be me calling them to talk to them about what help they need. But yeah, and also that's me on the podcast. Yeah, it's weird.
Do you feel like a celebrity now?
I am. Yeah, I'm completely a celebrity. I'm an influencer right now, aren't I?
So can we now call you like the Marie Kondo of the Middle East? Is that okay?
No, obviously not.
Sorry, I just had to.
Yeah.
I had to.
Call me the Shalina. Shalina, the organizer of the Middle East. No, I'm global. We're listened everywhere.
Please don't. Yeah, I don't think that's a good title, by the way. I think I'm going to veto that title.
We need to make an...
Shalina, the organizer.
Shalina, the organizer.
That's just terrible.
No, it's bad. No, I need to have a quirky... I need someone to come up with some quirky names for me. Like Marie Kondo at the Con Marie. We need something.
Are you inviting listeners to suggest things to you?
Yeah, suggest a name for me. For my system, 5-second system. That doesn't work either.
So, again, as we mentioned to you guys last week, once again, I want to kind of reiterate. I mean, I know this is a tough time. You know, we've kind of been putting this episode kind of in the works for about 3 months now, I think, is when we first started talking about it.
Yep.
The fact that it was coming, and although we've alluded to it even towards the end of last year, at a time when we weren't really dealing with the effects of an actual pandemic. So we were hoping to do a bigger celebration. Today we're doing this in isolation, unfortunately, but we figured it would be a nice time to just take a moment to celebrate the fact that you are here, you're listening to us. We've been kind of doing this for a couple of years, where we had this kind of random idea to say, hey, let's find a way to share, Shalina, you're the expert advice on decluttering and organizing. And in order to celebrate, and maybe as you know, in the last episode, we talked a lot about what you can potentially do in terms of being at home and decluttering. Perhaps a couple of things that we have to give away to you guys to make that decluttering just a little bit easier.
Yes.
So, Shalina,
yes.
Why don't you tell us the first giveaway we've got?
So the first prize we have is 1 hour shredding, which is equal to 1 ton of shredding of paper, courtesy of Shreddit, who are an amazing shredding service globally. But they have an office in Dubai, and I've been dealing with them for many, many years, and they're brilliant. We already have the offer with them that you give a bag of paper and they'll take it to their place and they'll shred it for you for a special price. But this is for any of you that are right now going through all your paperwork. You know, you're maybe downsizing, or you've lived here for many, many years, say 30, 40 years, accumulated a lot of paper, and you're going through it all right now. Now is the time to, try out this competition to win so that you can get rid of all the paper safely and securely.
Right. And so the way that it's going to work is that if, as long as you're a resident of the UAE,
yes,
that's anywhere in the UAE, this will involve Shreddit coming to you with their trucks to do all your shredding of all the stuff you might be declaring. So I think it's super important that you listen to the advice on episode 99 and act now, so that when and should you win this, you have documents ready for Shreddit.
Yes. And to win this amazing prize, all you have to do is tell us where was paper first created, and also like Declutter Me and shred it on social media. So we'll put the post on social media as well, so you can see what the what you need to do and to answer the question. And yeah, like, shred it, and Declutter Me, and tag one of your friends, and then we will pick a random person for the prize draw.
Before we get into the next giveaway, you know, let's take a minute and reflect, right? How do you feel? We're at 100. You've talked a little bit about the response.
Yes.
But, you know, but tell me, how do you feel now that you've had a chance to kind of do this and share your advice and hear from people?
Yeah, I'm always chuffed that people are listening, and, you know, we've had so many listeners and comments and reviews. It's been lovely. And it's great. And it's been such an easy way for me to then talk about organizing and decluttering, and to explain about the various aspects in an easy way. You know, it's been great. Like, this is a brilliant platform because I don't have to do my makeup, don't have to get dressed up. I could just be me and just talk to you, and it goes out to you guys. So, yeah, there's no airs and graces, which is how I am anyway on a day-to-day basis. But then doing it in this way as a podcast has been great, just to spread the word, to help you get organized and to find everything in 5 seconds.
So one of the things that we kind of were looking at just before we got started was kind of like, we're just looking at all the episodes and kind of seeing, you know, what's been happening where. And I think it's really interesting because we've had currently, right, if you look at our top five, let's say, actually the best episode we've had is the one called Sell Your Stuff, which I think is really interesting that that's right at the top.
Right.
We've got Why Hire a Professional Organizer. And then I think this one makes a lot of sense, which is Emotional Clutter. And those are kind of our top three. And if I just expand that quickly to top five, number four is one of, I think, an episode you and me have talked about often and referred to often, which is Swedish Death Cleaning. And then finally, at number five is your to-do lists and the GTD method. So it's interesting, I think, when you look at it that way, to see why and how people kind of gravitate towards certain specific episodes or certain specific topics.
Well, it seems to be very emotional stuff, like the emotional clutter, Swedish death cleaning, but then there are more, there have been very physical, get on with it type of podcasts that lots of people have been listening to. So selling your stuff, to-do lists, and organizing your desk as well as another one. You know, so it's, people have listened to it because I think they just want to get on with it and just get to doing it and want to know how to get on with it and do it. So that's been great. And I think that shows what people are interested in. I mean, people do still listen to our ones where we get a bit more philosophical as well. And we've seen that, you know, I think the emotional clutter one was a very philosophical one we talked about. And that one's, you know, the third highest rating one. So that's great. That makes me feel great, you know, that we're helping people on different levels. And there, it's just a mix of stuff, you know. So, you know, we've gone to the physical, do this stuff, to the philosophical and the general knowledge, why hire a professional organizer. But then we've gone to the digital side as well, which is like digital hoarding is quite high up on the list as well.
You know, we've tried as much as possible to talk about things that we're all experiencing. We're hearing from other people in our circles or from you, the listener, about things that are bothering them, about things that they would like advice on. We'd kind of focus on things that are really becoming a problem for us. I think digital is a big one, but even mental clutter as well. Like, we're all currently in a lot of isolation. We're home, mentally staying motivated, mentally staying in good shape and keeping things going has been a bit difficult. So I think that's somewhere where, like, if you can handle that emotional clutter, it would obviously be quite helpful. Which brings us kind of to our second giveaway. So we're talking about being at home and the fact that we're all decluttering at home. Tell us about the second one.
Our second prize is from a fellow professional organizer in the UAE who I have worked with before and is lovely. She does these beautiful labels for various places, you know, to put on boxes. So they're very artistic. She's very good like that. So she has given us to give to our listeners 25 pieces of the 25 labels, which are for the kitchen and pantry. So they're very cool. You can put them on jars or boxes, which are valued at 200 dirhams. And her company is called The Breathing Room. So if anybody wants to get more labels from her. So as again, we will put this all out on social media so you can enter the competition properly. But what we would love you to do is to tag Breathing Room, tag Declutter Me, and tag three of your friends as well. And then we'll choose one of you to send it to.
Okay. And so again, Shalina told you how to enter. This is applicable for any UAE resident, so anywhere in the UAE. You know, we'll ship you these lovely labels. You'll see a picture of it on social media. They look quite pretty, and you can have them in your pantry and you can set them up so that you have nice labels.
So yeah, so if you follow us on social media, you'll see all the prize details and then you will be able to enter. So hopefully one of you will win that soon.
And finally, I think, you know, as we have said before, and I think we always should say again, that we want to say thank you to all of you, every single one of you that's been listening, joining us for so long now, and working with us quite closely in terms of giving us feedback and sharing and even giving us topic suggestions from time to time, which I think is amazing.
And also we want to thank our guests. We've had a few guests on during the time, much more now. And if you'd like to be a guest as well, you can always get in touch. Yeah, it's been great. We've had so many brilliant guests. Like we had Leslie recently talking about ADHD, and the tips she gave were just amazing. Like they'll be so useful just for, you know, even for kids who might not be on the spectrum but do need help with you know, or don't have chronic disorganization, but these tips could help them as well, you know, kids with getting organized as well. So that was great, really helpful. And we've had others, you know, from stylists.
Yeah, so Jane Taylor was our first ever guest, which was very cool. So thank you to her as well for kicking things off for us last year.
And yeah, so we've had just so many cool guests. So thank you to all of them for being part of our 100 episodes.
Yeah, and as a thank you, Shalina, let's talk about this third and final one that's coming from you.
So my one is, which is very apt right now because of this whole virus and people staying at home. So if you're staying at home and you want to organize and you're getting stuck right now with how to do it, what, you know, how to organize properly, you need someone to be watching you while you organize and declutter or give you the tips and the guidelines how to do it so that you can do it yourself, you can get my 1 hour online course. But for our listeners, I am giving away 2 hours of my online course. So what you'd have to do is like or follow Declutter Me on Instagram or Facebook, tag three of your friends, and also tell me what area of your house you need help with decluttering and organizing right now. And then we'll pick a name out of the hat and we'll let you know who's won. And this can be for anybody globally. We'll sort out the timing after that, but yeah.
Okay, so as Shalina mentioned, this is applicable to anybody around the world. Wherever you're listening, you can get in touch. Obviously, Shalina will work out with you when the session can happen and schedule it. And it's a one-on-one session, guys. So this isn't her including you in a course with 20 people. This is a customized session for you to talk about your issues and what you need to declutter and how you can tackle that. I want to take a minute as well to thank Shreddit, to thank The Breathing Room, for supporting us and being a part of our celebration. And Shalina, you know, thank you for getting all of this going and getting us started. And here we are, you know, celebrating 100, and here's to 200.
Thank you, Shirak, for producing and listening to me and talking to me about organizing and decluttering.
Yeah, and you offering know, so my much more in-depth, now, don't... like, suggestions.
Yes, yes, so many. Well, he's been good on the digital side, so we have to give him credit for that. He's very helpful on that side. But thank you, Shirak, for that.
Super. Well done. Congratulations on 100. And thank you. We'll see you all next week.
All right, cool. Bye.
Bye.